You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and Richard Boxall.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show from myself, Robert Lee, as Aniban Lahiri claims his maiden European Tour title at the Maybank Malaysian Open.
You know, this is my rookie season out on the European Tour, so it's a really important win at a very important time for me. There's been some fabulous players who won this event in the past, and it's nice to have your name on that beautiful trophy along with some of the greats. You know, it's special when you win your first one on the European Tour, and it's very special to me.
And we'll congratulate Aniban live on the show in a few minutes' time. The Indian finished on 16 under in Kuala Lumpur, pipping the overnight leader Bernd Wiesberger by just a shot.
Well, it hasn't quite finished the way I've intended to. You know, that's how golf is. It's not played good enough today. You know, it didn't hit it anywhere as good as it did the last 15 rounds. It's tough to say, but you know, it's how it is. And unfortunately, beat myself out there today.
So a full review of the Maybank Malaysian Open is on the way. Plus, we'll look ahead to this week's event, the True Thailand Classic, presented by Black Mountain. And presenting alongside me is Richard Boxall. Richie, how are you?
Yes, I'm all right, Robert. I'd present it like that. I mean, I'm normally your sort of colour guest.
That's really, called an upgrade.
That is a bit of an upgrade, isn't it?
Yes.
No, I'm fine. Haven't seen you for a while, Robert. Obviously, been out to the Middle East, etc., etc. But here we are back and doing a little Monday slot.
It is the start of the week. Not for you, because you're always working on Sundays, unlike when you were playing. How about the Maybank Malaysian Open and the final round?
Yeah, always room for a dig there, Rob. What about the final round? Well, 68. Nobody seemed to get close to him, really, apart from Bordy, shot 69, but I was surprised. Okay, admittedly, it was a bit breezy, but Lee Westwood, 75, was a surprise for him. He got worse as the week went on, 66, 67, 69.
He must have thought, though, it was Lee Westwood time, because
he's so
good in that part of the world.
He is, yeah.
Defending champion.
Correct and right. You're through to the next round. Also, 73, Paul Waring. I thought he might do a little bit better than that. Still had a good finish, tied third. But, you know, the likes of Canizares, 74, Wiesberger, 74. Okay, as I said at the beginning, there, it was a little bit windy, but you know, those players, Canizares is a double winner on the tour, Wiesberger is exactly the same, and 74 final round, finished 6th, 3rd in the Middle East, and then 4th in the Dubai Desert Classic, so 3 good top 6s there, so he would have been hugely disappointed with his 74 in the final round, even though he finished 2nd on his own.
Yeah, great start for Aniban Lahiri, 4 birdies the first 5 holes. I guess that was the springboard that he needed.
Beautiful start, and when you start like that, you think, well, you know, maybe this is just going to be my day and my week, and it was.
Isn't it funny how when you win a tournament, as you know, from your many wins
having
on tour.
From only having laughed once, you mean?
That's right, you've only laughed once. You've only stood at the end and gone, I beat you all once.
Yeah.
You know, a quiet start, 70 and 72, you're not sort of thinking, oh, I could win this.
Oh, definitely not.
You know, and listen, then bang, 62.
You know, before that excellent round, that bang of 62, as you were saying there, he was outside the top 20, so that leapt him right up there into contention.
That gave him the chance, but he still was playing catch-up in the final round.
He was. When he came in, he still had to wait, you know, that wait in the men's locker room there, and he's watching himself on TV. And then Wiesberger had, I reckon, it was, what, 25, 30 feet, I would say, probably, to force a playoff. Came up about 18 inches short, I think 2 feet short.
The 5th hole wasn't good for Bernd Wiesberger. Chunked his 3rd. Double bogey 7.
Yeah, and especially on one, you know, that hole, there was a lot of players that were picking up birdies on that hole, so he'd almost feel like he sort of dropped 3 shots on the field there.
And at the end, Wiesberger birdied 16, but he made a mess of his approach to 17. And then Lahiri, although he was in the sand at the last, he managed to scramble a par, and that was good enough to win by a shot in the end.
Good putting hold on the last as well. It was about 8 feet, little left to right.
He's a good player, Lahiri.
He is, yeah. I was surprised, actually. He was 73rd in the world rankings before going into this event. No disrespect to the young lad, but I didn't think he was that high up.
He's certainly inside the top 50 now, which is...
Just turn the figures around.
Just brilliant, yeah.
7 and 3 to a 3 and 7.
I like the way you've done that.
That
is spot on. Well, I'm very pleased to say that on the line now we have Aniban Lahiri, the very latest winner on the European Tour. Aniban, very well played.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Robert.
What was that last round like? Did you know where you were in the scheme of things playing the back nine?
Yeah, I think around the 12th or 13th hole is when I kind of realized that Bernd had dropped a few shots and I had a good chance coming in, but not until then because I knew he got off to a good start.
Aniban, were you very surprised? I know I was sitting at home watching it, but were you surprised at how a lot of the named players were shooting high scores on the last day?
Well, no, not really, because the conditions are really tough. I got lucky that I played my best golf early in the round, because the early part of the round was the toughest part of the round. It was really windy, and the pins in the first few holes were probably a little tighter than they have been earlier in the week. You pretty much know that the scoring holes are in the first 5 or 6, and then the last 3, 4 coming in. So I think I got fortunate that I played really well in the tougher conditions.
You had a quiet first 2 rounds, 70 and 72, not much going on there, and then 62 in the 3rd round, Aniban. What was it that went right that day?
I guess I just didn't drop as many shots, Rob. On the first 2 days, I don't think I played much different, but I made 9 bogeys to be at 2 under. So it was a little disappointing that I kept putting myself in good positions and making birdies and just kept dropping shots at the wrong time. I think Saturday was just was really good because I don't think I tried to overdo things. Probably Thursday, Friday, I tried a little too hard. And then on Saturday, I just let go and just played, and it was fabulous.
Now you've got this win, European Tour win, tucked under your belt. What are your aims? What are your goals? You know, you can plan so much better now.
Oh, absolutely. It's come at a brilliant time because it's opened up the whole year for me, not just in Europe, because I've always had aspirations of playing in America. The boost that I've got in my world rankings, you know, it opens up a lot of doors for me, the major, the World Golf Championships. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of planning and scheduling and rescheduling. I think it's just right, you know, once I finish up this week and the Indian Open next week.
This has been coming, though, for a while, Anirban, because you nearly won the Asian Order of Merit last year.
Well, I'm glad it's come at a big event. Like you said, I've been playing consistently, especially in Asia, and didn't play my best golf in the bigger events. And that's been something that was, you know, very frustrating for me because I kept playing good golf, but, you know, I didn't play well in the big events. So to get the win up in a bigger event with a good field and good world ranking points, it's come at a brilliant time.
What does it mean for Indian golf? Because you're very much a young country in terms of, you know, what golf means to its population. What does your win do for that?
It's huge. I haven't obviously gone back to India yet, but I'm pretty sure that everyone at home is really excited. I think the last time we had an Indian inside the top 50 or the top 40 was Jeev. And that was 6 years back, I think in 2008, 6 or 7 years back. So I think it's been a while since one of us has come into the reckoning. And it's exciting times, not just for me, but everybody back home as well.
I've just had written down there, Jeev Milka Singh. Was he a big influence in your life, or has he given you a ring? What's the story with you and Jeev?
You know, he's been an idol, not just for me, but for a lot of young golfers, especially around my age. You know, we grew up watching Jeev and Jyoti and Arjun winning in America. You know, these three guys were the ones that we've always aspired to, you know, follow. Jeev obviously being probably the most successful of the three. And I've been fortunate enough to get to know him after turning professional. And yeah, he's been a very positive influence along with Arjun in, you know, advising me and just giving me the self-belief and saying, you know what, you're better than we were at your age. So don't think about anything and just go out there and play and just do what you have to do. So I'm really fortunate to have that positivity come from them.
You know, I'm thinking you've won in Asia, you've now won on the European Tour. The next thing for you is to become a Bollywood movie star.
I'm not quite sure how talented I would be at that. I don't think I can shake my tush quite as well as most of the other guys in Bollywood.
So, top 50, the Masters beckons.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, I woke up this morning and I looked it up and saw that I've moved up to 37. Been a flurry of calls between my manager and my coach, my support team back home. I got to the golf club today and the first thing that happened was like a team huddle. And there was Arjun, there was Shiv, there was Jeev, there was Jyoti, and there was myself. All the Indian guys, the seniors, and everyone's telling me, okay, you know what, you shouldn't play this, play that, don't overplay, wait till the Masters, play. So, you know, it's fantastic because it's not me playing anymore. You know, everybody is behind me and egging me on, and it's a very special feeling. You know, it's not something you experience too many times as a professional golfer because everyone's out trying to do their own thing, but it's fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant.
Do you know the great thing about the European Tour is it's like a little league of countries. You got the Swedes and the French guys and the English guys and a good bunch of Indian guys. I mean, that must be a really good thing to be a part of.
It's excellent. You know, you need that kind of camaraderie and companionship, especially when you're out on tour for 20, 30 weeks in a year. It's fantastic that we have that on the European Tour and on the Asian Tour. It's probably a larger contingent, but even in Europe, it's fabulous. You know, you have those guys who you go out for dinner with and, you know, guys who pull your leg and vice versa, and it's fun.
Now, Anirban, moving on to your second European Tour victory, tell us something about the Thailand Classic this week.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I love playing at Black Mountain. We've had a few Asian Tour events here in the past, and I've got a good record here, so I'm really excited. It's one of those courses that I really like. It's quite windy and it's a great track, perfect condition. So yeah, you know, I just got to keep my momentum going, I guess, and then try and kick on from last week.
Anirban, fantastic victory. We're absolutely delighted for you. It's a big win for you. You're inside the world's top 50. Everything's looking really good. Thanks for joining us on the Race to Dubai show, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Well, obviously a very, very happy Anirban Lahiri there, Richard.
And rightfully so. I mean, he can plan his whole year. Now, he can plan more. He can plan sort of a year and a half's worth now. So it's an excellent win for the young Indian.
It's actually his 14th win as a pro, even though it's his first on the European Tour. He moves to 449,000 points. It's points now. 1 point equals a euro on the Race to Dubai. And the important thing for the Indian player, 37th in the world rankings, which, if he stays there, will get him, and he should do, will get him into the Masters. Oh, I mean, yeah. What a thrill that's going to be.
Brilliant. And the WGC events, Robert. And if you're playing well, it's quite easy with the amount of money that's in these WGCs. It's quite easy to stay in the top 50.
That's
if
right.
You're playing well,
if
that
you
is.
Play well, you've got a big start on the rest that are trying to get in there. He becomes the fourth Indian to win on the European Tour, following Jeev Milkha Singh, Arjun Atwal and SSP Chaurasia. All of them were mentioned by Anirban Lahiri. Singh was the most recent at the 2012 Aberdeen Asset Management Scottish Open. Well, let's hear from the man who finished second, Bernd Wiesberger. Obviously not very happy with a 74.
Well, it hasn't quite finished the way I've intended to. You know, that's how golf is. I've not played good enough today after, a bit of the hiccup on number five. And, didn't hit it anywhere as good as I did the last 15 rounds. It's tough to say, but, you know, it's how it is. And unfortunately, beat myself out there today. I hit it really, really solid, started off really nicely on those first two. And then, obviously, I hit a bad layup it flew a lot and into that downhill lie. And my mind wasn't quite there, and I just hit a bad shot where I have to miss it long and just take par and get off that hole. And I didn't make those mistakes the last couple of weeks, and that's disappointing, but I just didn't trust my swing enough, which was good the last couple of weeks, but still a good week. Congrats to Anirban, who played a lovely round today, obviously, and I try again.
Well, he's quite right, yes, and he's played some really consistent golf. Sixth, third, fourth, as Richard said earlier on, and now a second-place finish here. He really is playing some tremendous stuff. And a stat from the at European Tour Twitter feed is that Wiesberger has beaten 97% of players he's teed it up against this season. 519 of 536 players. So that is quite a big stat, Richard.
He's cruising along, as we say, quite nicely. Sixth, third, fourth, second. But it is hard to win, but I don't. It's only just around the corner.
It's around the corner.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he's a good lad, he is, Bernd. He's a normal chap, isn't he?
He's a normal chap. And yeah. Here's another thing I just want to throw in very quickly. I reckon you only play really, really well consistently for a maximum of about 6 weeks if you're putting it all together.
If you're lucky. Yeah,
and you want to make sure it's not Christmas Eve time.
You want to make sure it's around the Open Championship time.
About July's not a bad time to
start
playing.
That's not bad, is it? Alejandro Kenyatara is tied third on 13 under par, three behind Lahiri. And the Spaniard said he didn't start the final round how he'd been playing on the first 3 days.
Today, it just wasn't my day. It felt like nothing was happening. I was missing shots. I was chunking a hybrid on 10. I missed every putt I had until the 12th, where I made the birdie. It was a negative day until then, but then I picked it up. I started making birdies, and I started saying, okay, well, let's see where we can get. And I came back a little bit, so that's the positive side, and I got to live with that and try my best again for the next tournament and see what happens, because I'm playing good, I'm confident, and I'm putting good. So I don't see why I couldn't win pretty soon.
Good player, Alejandro.
He is, yeah. I remember playing a lot of golf with his dad, as you would have done.
Yeah.
You know, he's still got some mannerisms that his father had. But no, he's a good player. And, you know, he's won more than once on the European Tour, Canizares. And again, another player, a bit like Wiesberger. I think he'll win again soon.
Jose Maria Canizares was his dad. You know,
yeah.
I remember him because you might turn up to the course, let's say at 12 o'clock for your 1:30 tee-off time on Sunday. And you know, maybe someone's gone round early in the morning and shot 64. And I can always remember Jose Maria saying, 64, it's not bad, you can do better.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he always thought there was a lower number out there.
Yeah, well, a little bit like Seve. He always thought there was a lower number out there, didn't he?
And I do believe that Alejandro's right. I think all the bits and pieces are in place, and it won't be long for him before he breaks through again. Very good. And what about England's Paul Waring? He tied for third after a profitable week.
I only got into the tournament late Sunday after Dubai. So, you know, to walk away with third, you know, obviously very happy. A little bit disappointed not to challenge a little bit more today. But more time to put myself in this position, you know, hopefully I'll get to a point where, you know, polish one off and take a victory.
And Paul tweeted, thanks for all the support this week, guys. Wasn't at my best when I really needed it, but we're in good shape and looking forward to next week. Are you impressed with Paul Waring?
Yeah, I think Paul's a good player. Very much improved over the last sort of 2 years. I like the way he swings the club. And I've got him down for a win.
Yeah, he's powerful as well. Now, defending champion Lee Westwood was one of four players tied fifth on 11 under par, a performance which left him reasonably happy.
Yeah, it's been a good week. I really enjoyed it. You know, didn't quite have my swing where I wanted it to be. Yeah, I know what I've got to work on. The good points was on the greens. You know, I putted really well all week. So just today, I left myself in some tricky spots, so just one of those things. Top five is a good defence, but you know, I had a chance to win, so a bit disappointed I didn't, but the way I played, not surprised really.
And your hips, that was the problem you said on day three.
Yeah, I just couldn't get them under control today. Struggled with them all week, haven't really had a great strike on the ball, so done well to sort of get it round and get into contention, I think.
The overall, Dubai, Malaysia, that's not a bad start for 2015.
Yeah, it's a good start to the year, you know, ninth last week, fifth this week, so yeah, that's definitely something to build on.
It sure is. You know, if he hasn't got his best stuff, he's still able to compete, Westwood. He's that good a player.
I think if Westwood putts well, he wins by five or six.
I think he putts better than people give him credit for, you know.
Listen, if you putt really well, you actually think about it sensibly. You're knocking it to 15 feet and less, aren't you? So people say, oh, you're holding everything. You're actually knocking it close as well.
Hmm.
You know, you keep knocking it to 25, 30 feet, you won't hold all those. You're going nowhere with 75, as he well knows. Nothing went right at the start of his round. And you know what it's like, Robert? We've said it in commentary many times, and it's so true that you, certainly in the last round, you need to answer some questions early on, don't you? I always think you need to hold a 10 or 12 footer, even if it's for a par. You know, up and down out of a bunker, hit a fairway. You know, you just need to settle early.
Now, there have been 12 hole-in-ones already this season on the European Tour, with four of those coming this week for Paul Waring, Tongchai Jiayde, Jake Higginbottom and Gregory Bourdie. And the Frenchman, amazingly enough, also got a hole-in-one in the pre-tournament Pro-Am. That's two hole-in-ones, Richard, in the same week. I've never had one.
You've never had
one? Never had a hole-in-one. I've only had hole-in-ones on little par three courses, you know, like the front of Turnberry. That doesn't count.
Oh, no.
No, I've had those.
So in a tournament event or...
Anywhere.
Even as an amateur, playing around Royal Mud, Surrey.
Royal Mud, Surrey, yeah.
You've never had a hole-in-one?
Never had a hole-in-one.
Good Lord.
Good Lordy. Lordy.
You're not a proper golfer until you've done that.
I think you're probably true, actually, Richard. Tips-wise, I went for Lee Westwood, who finished fifth at 11 under par, and John Hawksworth, in your absence, Richard, went for the mighty Victor Dubuisson, who withdrew before the tournament with illness.
Oh, right, so...
So that's a damn good thrashing, isn't it, really, for Hawksworth?
Maybe Dubuisson knew that he tipped him, and then he withdrew.
Well, it's the second week in a row one of our tips hasn't made it to the starting line, because Dan, in John's absence the week before...
Louis Oosthuizen.
Went for Louis Oosthuizen in Dubai, and he withdrew. Now, the Fantasy Race to Dubai game, which you can play on the European Tour website, we want to say congratulations to Mike, whose team Courtai won the most points this week. He had Anibane Lahiri as his star player, along with four other golfers who finished in the top 10 in Malaysia. So well done to him. To pick your fantasy team, visit europeantour.com/myeuropeantour. Let's get into the top 10, Richard, of the Malaysian Open.
Okay, we'll do that. 10th spot with a score of 279, which is minus 9. SSP Chaurasia, and then Mark Warren was 9th. Lee Westwood was tied 5th with Paul Peterson, Richard Lee, Gregory Bourdie, Paul Waring tied 3rd at minus 13 with Alejandro Canizares. Wiesberger was 2nd on his own at 15 under. And Anibane Lahiri from India, 16 under par, 272. And the winner of 439,000 points or euros, whichever way you want to put it.
But money isn't everything. Now the Race to Dubai standings.
And it's right up there with oxygen. The Race to Dubai standings are in 10th spot. Alexander Noren, Luke Donald's 9th. Mark Warren is 8th. Last week's winner, Lahiri, moves up to 7th now. Gary Stahl, winner in Abu Dhabi, 6th. Bernd Wiesberger, 5th. McIlroy, 4th, winner in Dubai. Brandon Grace, 3rd. Ross Fisher is 2nd. And having a great season, number 1 is Danny Willett.
Now, at the same time, on the PGA Tour, Jason Day won the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines in a playoff. A four-man playoff, by the way. They all finished on 9 under par. Australian Day won with a par at the second extra hole, which was a par 3, the 16th, after he and American JB Holmes had birdied the first, which was the 18th, to see off Harris English and Scott Stallings. Scotland's Martin Laird and Ireland's Shane Lowry finished in a tie for 7th, 2 shots behind the leaders. Englishman Ian Poulter shot a 2 over par 74 to finish on 4 under in joint 19th with Jamie Donaldson of Wales. And that leads us to the top 10 official world rankings.
Matt Kuchar is 10th, Jordan Spieth is 9th, 8th is Justin Rose, 7th Sergio Garcia, Jim Furyk is 6th, 5th is Adam Scott, 4th Jason Day, Bubba Watson's 3rd, Henrik Stenson is 2nd and Rory McIlroy leads the way.
Now, Phil Mickelson played in the last two events. He's down to 18th in the world after missing the cut at Torrey Pines. It's the first time, get this, Rich, I know you like a stat, since 2002 that the 44-year-old has missed consecutive cuts on the PGA Tour, and he described his putting as beyond pathetic. And more problems for Tiger Woods. He withdrew from the tournament with more back problems. The 14-time major champion was 2 over par when he abandoned his first round after just 11 holes. Yes, Woods had to pull out with back problems. He said, because he had to hang around with a fog in, that he couldn't activate his glutes.
Obviously, being a highly tuned athlete, I'm not quite sure where the glutes are, but...
That's your buttock cheeks, which sort of support the spine, really, but he said he couldn't activate his glutes or reactivate them.
Well, if you can't... I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I've not heard anyone say that before, activate the glutes. But there we are.
Can you imagine Morning, Derek. Morning, Box Seat Coops. I can't activate my glutes. It's absolutely
I'm really nervous. I'm nervous about today's round. I can't activate the glutes.
Anti-gluting.
Gluten-free. OK, other news. Three-time major winner and former US Ryder Cup captain Billy Casper sadly died this week at the age of 83. Casper, and believe it or not, he won the US Open in 59 and 66, the Masters in 70, and claimed a total of 51 PGA Tour titles between 1956 and 1975. I would say Richard not had the plaudits he should have had.
Definitely not. I had the pleasure of meeting him once, Hassan Trophy, King Hassan Trophy. Do you remember that tournament?
Yeah, I do.
He always used to go out and play in that. I mean, it wasn't shooting really low scores, but just to meet him was great.
Lovely.
Great record he had.
He did. And Dr. Charlie Sifford, the first African-American to play on the PGA Tour, passed away at the age of 92 in 1961. That's my birth year, Richard.
And mine.
And yours. Sifford became the first black player in PGA-sanctioned events, which was a big, big deal in those days. Sifford won two PGA Tour titles and had many other victories prior to his official admission. So we lost two great men. And Canada's Ken Tarling won the European Senior Tour qualifying score by 7 shots, heading the list of 16 players who earned cards for the 2015 season. And of the 16, the 6 who secured their full Senior Tour cards are Tarling, John Harrison, Gary Marks, Tim Elliott, Roger Sabaros and Graham Bell. Well, on to this week's action and the True Thailand Classic presented by Black Mountain at, funnily enough, the Black Mountain Golf Club in Hua Hin. And I'm very pleased to say that joining us on the line is Sweden's Rickard Karlberg. Rickard, how are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're cold, that's for sure. It's not quite as warm as where you are.
So tell us about Black Mountain.
I've been here for 5 years since I came on the Asian Tour. Since then, I lived here and have been an ambassador for it. And I just love it. It's a chill place, and I think all the players will enjoy it as well and have a great time.
Now, tell us about the course, Rickard. Are they really grainy greens here this week?
No, it's not like Malaysia. It's a lot less, but it's going to be a lot quicker. So it's going to be a little change from Malaysia going here because they don't have that much rough here. So that part will not be the difficult. It's just it's going to be like lightning fast greens between 12 to 13 on the stimp meter, and they are quite undulated.
When you get your card at the school, Rickard, how important are these early events in the season?
I don't try to look at it that much, you know, so you know you feel like a little bit tense over it. It's a long season, you play a lot of golf, but of course you'll want a great start, and especially for me, I mean, this is like a home course for me, and actually a lot of friends and family showing up because I have the wedding coming up here next week. So it's a lot going on. So
whose wedding?
So if it's one, my wedding.
Oh, you're getting married in Thailand. Wow,
yeah,
how about that? Did you find a Swedish girl or a Thai girl?
No, a Swedish girl. I actually find her on one of my colleagues, Joel Sjöholm's wedding. So it's his fault, actually, that I got in this situation.
Oh, that's unbelievably good. What sort of state is your game in? How are you playing?
Last week was a bit of a, you know, disappointment. But it's been really solid. It feels solid. So if just the putts drop, it will be a great week.
So you're going to play this week, have a great week in Thailand at a course you know very well, and then you're going to get married.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you one thing, Rickard. The wedding, it's a great day out. Trust me, I've had two of them.
All right. Are you planning any more?
Rickard, no, I think for Richard it's two and out. Rickard, who proposed to who?
I proposed to her on the golf course, of course, even if she doesn't play golf, but, you know...
Near the end of the round or the beginning? Were you out in 32?
You couldn't have just made a double. You must have eagled a hole and thought, you know what, it's a good a time as any to pop the question.
I took a pretty easy hole. Just, you know, it's water in the background and things like that, but, you know, you played safe and, you know, it was a three-course dinner, so you can say you played all your cards there, and it worked out, so I got the birdie there in the end, so she said yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Listen, Rickard, have a great week. Thank you for spending time with us on the Race to Dubai show. And obviously, we haven't, Richard and I, had the invite to the wedding yet.
But if it comes
tomorrow, we can still make the flight.
Yeah, you know, if I win, you're, of course, invited.
What date is it, did you say?
20th of February, mate.
Okay, right, I'll see you there.
Just put that down, Richard, 20th of February. Yeah, but it's a BYO wedding, bring your own booze.
Yeah, that's right.
Which has saddened Richard badly.
Yeah.
Rickard, thank you very much. Have a great time and, you know, 60 happy years married to your beloved.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
Take
you.
Care.
Take good care, guys.
I liked his proposal, didn't you? Out on the golf course, after a bit of water in the background. You know, he might go ahead and win this week and then ends up getting married on the 20th of February and happy days.
Yes, happy days. But if he does win, Richard, who will he have beaten this week? Who's in the field?
Henny Otto, Mark Warren's playing this week. He's in good form. Miguel Angel Jimenez, Alejandro Kenatharis, Thomas Bjorn is playing, David Lipsky, who won last year. I can't think where he won now. He won in Kron, didn't he, David
Lipsky? That's right, yeah.
And obviously it's a co-sanctioned event here, Robert, so there's going to be quite a lot of Asian players from their order of merit will be playing this week.
So we know the green's going to be super slick, Richard. Who is your fantasy race to the buy tip? By the way, an exclusive luxury townhouse at Black Mountain valued at 12 million Thai baht. If you can get a hole-in-one at the par 3 14th, somebody wins a house.
Very nice if you can get it. My tip is going to be Mark Warren. He's playing nicely. I tipped him actually to win in Abu Dhabi. As it happened, he didn't, but he came very close in Qatar. He finished second there.
And again, up there last week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to counter your Mark Warren with Alex Norren, because I kind of spoken a lot about him. He's just come back from injury. He
Done
says
well.
He's fit again, and he played very well in the Middle East. That's it for now. Next week, we will review the True Thailand Classic and preview the Hero Indian Open. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest news from the European Tour via Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But for now, from Richard Boxall...
Bye.
And myself, Robert Lee. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.